everyone. I'm Bob, and some people call me the egg fruit. More of that in a moment. Last week, Leslie Coyle told us of a dream that she'd had. Clay. I'm so sorry. John talked about age and ruin. I went to Venice once, and I thought, God, this is just like me. You know, once magnificent, now crumbling into ruin. Anyway, so Leslie had this dream about someone who was lost and couldn't find their way, and she wondered who it might be. Well, Leslie, any time in the last 25 years, that could have been me. In the wilderness, lost, desperately searching, confused, afraid, struggling, failing. But not anymore. It started on Good Friday. Good Friday, the best Friday. There was a ring at my doorbell, and it was Hepzibah. And standing there, wearing her wonderful smile and holding out an Easter egg. That's the link. And she said, I'd like to give you this. And ordinarily, you know, I'd have politely declined. But on that day, I mean, who could resist Hepsi's smile? You know, but actually, it wasn't that. You see, I'd done all that searching in vain. And that was the Lord who'd come to find me. So I thanked her, I took the egg, and I promised to read the card that she gave me. And I did. While I was eating the egg and enjoying it, I read the card. And on Sunday, I came here. And when I walked through the door, I thought, I've come home. The welcome was just so wonderful. And I haven't missed a Sunday since. But the best was yet to come. It was Father's Day. And frankly, I was a bit down. Father's Day isn't always an easy day for me. That's something else. But our magical Marie was preaching. And she said, you know, no one can do it on their own. No one. If the load is too heavy and you just can't bear it, then ask Jesus and he'll take it away from you. And that moment was the key that unlocked my life. My eyes filled up with tears, and I said to Jesus, Lord, I can't do this. I can't go on anymore. Please, Lord, please help me. And the moment I said that, I felt this incredible weight just lifted off my shoulders. And this crushing weight that had been bearing me down for decades. And in an instant, it was gone. And it never came back. And that's why today I want to be baptized into Jesus so I can live in him and be part of this beautiful family.
Well done. So what we're going to do is we're going to move down this end towards the pool. Please Just hang on, wait a second. Just to say, if you're sitting along the edge bit there, it's quite rough. There's even a few kind of like screws sticking out. Just don't scratch the back of your legs. Parents, don't let your children fall in. Let's just squeeze in so we can see what's going on.